Well, first of all, I'm not going to tell you guys what you haven't heard before. A lot of you teenagers, Pastor Donald has come up and he's told you many times that God can use you throughout your life. And a lot of you, I don't think, quite understand that yet. And I want to try to help you guys out tonight. First, I'd like to start by giving a little bit of my testimony. I grew up in a pretty comfortable home. I have a mom and a dad that are still married after 18 years. Hallelujah. I grew up in church. I started in church. The first thing I remember is church. We grew up north in a little old country church. And the pastor, he was something else. He would always talk like this. So after that, we came down here. And then we lived in that little apartment complex that's across the street from here. And we started going to North Sharon, which is now Harvest Baptist. And I started going to Christian school there for a year. And then I was saved at the age of 5. And then we moved back up north. And then we came back down here. And it was through that bus that we started coming here. They knocked on our door. They said, hey, why don't you come out and visit us? So we started going there, and this is where we've been ever since. And of August 19th, 2012, I accepted Jesus Christ during the old-fashioned gospel sing of, that the church hosted. And a lot of you come from the complete opposite. You don't have a dad, or you don't have a mom, or you may have both, but you may have a mom and a stepdad, or the other way around. Or a lot of you have a harder life than I could ever imagine. And I can't share that pain with you. But I hope that I can help. Because a lot of you that come from that home have a mindset that God cannot use you. Not that he won't, but he can't. And that's not true. So if you would, please turn to Acts chapter 1. And I'm going to give a very weird illustration tonight because I'm a weird guy. If you don't believe me, ask my parents. They're in the back. And the demonstration I'm going to give to you tonight is what's on the board. You've heard the phrase before, is the pen truly mightier than the sword? And so if you're in Acts now, we're going to be in chapter 1, verses 7 and verse 8. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Now we're going to switch to 2 Peter, if I can get there, it would be lovely, chapter 2, verse number 9, oh, 1 Peter, sorry guys, 1 Peter, I'm a little nervous, so bear with me, okay, 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. A lot of you who are in those broken homes, those shattered homes, God has something for you, and he tells you that right there. In Acts chapter 1, he basically tells us that we are supposed to serve him. And it says it a whole lot of other places, but I chose those two verses particularly because we're chosen. So a lot of you, like my illustration up here, are like this pen. Without its free will, I can use it to do anything I want. I can write laws, I can write books, I can write letters to powerful people to change laws and voice my opinion. But with a free will, if this pen had one, it could easily choose to deny me its service. when I want to go right with it and when I want to change the world with it, if I go to reach for it and it doesn't let me, I can't use it. Or if I place it on a surface, it poses me no purpose. But if it allowed me to pick it up and put it in its proper position, it can do anything. Or perhaps the mighty blade that's cast from irons and made into a weapon of mass destruction to conquer worlds. If it didn't let its master use it, it could not be used. So a lot of you are like this pen, with so much potential. And God wants to write with you, but you won't let him. He could use you, men, to preach the gospel. Missionaries, pastors' wives, youth pastors' wives, people of influence. But because God can't use you, that won't happen. So hopefully I can try to help. Because a lot of you, if you either, one, don't know God's calling, two, don't know how to get God's calling, or three, just don't want it, plain and simple. But for those of you who want it and want to know how to get it, it's very simple. First, you need a relationship with God. That means salvation, which, by the way, those of you who come from broken homes, God can still save you. Two, God needs to be first. For a long time, and still am, I struggle with pride. Because I'm a preacher boy, I'm better than everybody else. God thinks completely opposite. And unless I put God first in my life, I can't be the pastor he wants me to be. And he can't use you, he won't use you if he's not first. And three, the very last, God has to make your calling. For example, I am called to be a pastor. That is what God has called me to do. Personally, I want to be a politician. I literally want to lie for a living. Okay. So if you say, okay, God, I'll do what you want, but only if it's this. I'll serve you, but only if I'm here. When I was called to be a pastor, we were up at Teen Spec, and the first day, I kind of felt that little... And I said, it's probably not where I'm supposed to be. The second day, I just want to be sure, because I don't know if that's where you want me. Okay! Do it! So I got to the altar. I said, God, I feel like you're calling me to be here, but just in case, if you want me somewhere else, that's where I'll go. If you want me halfway across the world, I'll go. If you want me in Antarctica, I'll preach to the penguins, for crying out loud. I will do it for you. But I said, for the love of God, please do not put me in Michigan. I'm just kidding. But if he wants me here, this is where I'll be. Because I finally said, fine, pick me up and write. Pastor.